A large anti-abortion march took place Saturday in front of an East Charlotte women's clinic. The demonstration was organized by a group called Love Life Charlotte. It occurred outside a preferred women's health clinic. WFAE's Nick De La Canale reports.
The clinic is no stranger to these marches, which have been happening weekly for the last 10 months. But Saturday's was one of the largest, with many of the participants coming from the Charlotte region and some traveling from farther away. Rachel Cisneros drove 2 hours from Lenoir and helped shuttle participants from the parking lot to the event.
There's people here from everywhere, New York, Illinois, Ohio. It's just amazing, amazing time in the Lord, and it's just a blessing to be a part of.
The demonstration drew a sizable crowd, and the city provided dozens of police officers and set up cones and metal barriers to allow traffic through. Outside the clinic, a tall black tarp had been constructed as a wall between the street and the clinic, and around 60 volunteer escorts clad in pink vests held umbrellas and chanted for the marchers to go away. Standing among them was Calla Hales, the clinic's director.
We're not going to let anyone impact our ability to provide care, and that's my priority.
The clinic has been the scene of a long-running feud between anti-abortion and pro-abortion rights activists, most recently centered around whether anti-abortion groups can park ultrasound buses in front of the clinic. In April, the city said it would allow the groups to continue parking. Back at the march, Hale said many of the clinic's patients had been scheduled to come earlier in the day to avoid the crowds, and backup volunteers were called in to help guide patients arriving later in the day to the clinic's parking lot and from their cars to the clinic's front door. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Delacanal in Charlotte.